Thanks for calling customer service. How can I help you?
I received a call that you had charged my account $59.89. What kind of a product is that?
Okay, can I have your zip code?
32211.
Your first and last name, ma'am?
Madeline Burrows, Burrows.
Okay, can you verify your address for me?
381 Tidewater Circle East, Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, ma'am, I show you enter a contest for a Dyson vacuum.
Yeah.
Okay, and it was for a monthly subscription.
And what?
It was a monthly subscription, and it was on April
monthly
the 24th. It was on April the 24th. You was charged on April 24th.
For a monthly prescription, I don't even need a monthly prescription for anything.
No, it was a monthly subscription.
Well, I'm not aware of any subscription. I did enter a contest, but it was to win a vacuum cleaner.
Yes, ma'am, you enrolled into a monthly subscription.
Well, that was not supposed to be. They never indicated that it was any monthly subscription to anything. To Dyson? Who's your monthly subscription going to?
Okay, ma'am, I can do a 35% refund and cancel the account.
Please do that.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay. But you still didn't answer my question. I still want to know what kind of a monthly subscription it is.
Ma'am, it was just a monthly subscription. It was charging you every month. If you would never call in and cancel the account, it was going to charge you every month.
Well, who authorized it? That's what I'm trying to find out.
Okay, ma'am, you did. It's up under your name.
I entered only a contest. I did not order anything.
Okay, well, ma'am, it's up on your name. So if you don't have any authorization over this, I can transfer you to the fraud department, and that way they can put a hold on your card for 14 days.
I did not order it. I want it all canceled.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, ma'am, I do have that account canceled, and I also had a refund issued back to you. It would take three
to
five.
What is the amount of the refund that you're refunding me?
It was $20.96.
How much?
$20.96.
$20.96?
No, that's the wrong one. No, it was $38.93. I do apologize about that.
No, that's not the right figure either. I'm being charged $59.89 plus a $5 charge.
Okay, ma'am, you agreed to the 35% discount.
Oh, no, I agreed to no such thing.
Ma'am, yes, you did. It's on the recording line.
No, it's not.
Okay, ma'am.
Let me listen to what I agreed to.
Okay, ma'am, you agreed to the 35% discount. If you would have never agreed to a 35% discount, I would still be working on your account, but you already agreed to it. So I cannot go back in and change it.
A 35% discount on what? This is very confusing because I never ordered anything. That's the thing.
Okay, well, ma'am, the account is canceled, so I just issued a 35% refund.
All right, so you're refunding me. You're saying $38 and what?
93 cents.
$38.93 of the $59.89 plus the $5. Is that what you're telling me?
No, ma'am. I didn't say anything about the $5, ma'am.
Well, where'd the $5 go? That's the only thing I entered for a contest for to win a vacuum cleaner.
Okay, ma'am, I don't know where the $5 go, but I didn't say anything about them $5. I didn't offer you a $5.
All right, I'm going to call my credit card. This is ridiculous.
Okay, ma'am, thanks for calling. You have a great day.
You too.